Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody. Everybody, welcome to Gregory's Story. Now, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it started off at about 50 degrees this morning with a slight wind advisory, which was blowing about 10 miles an hour. And as the day progressed, it got up to a high of 65 degrees, and it'll go down to a small low of 60 degrees with the wind advisory about 25 miles an hour after 5 p.m. this evening. So that's the weather report for G-Money's weather report on G-Money's radio show on Tuesday, October 26, 2021. Well, let's talk sports.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
All right. Well, today is the first day of the World Series representing the American League is the Houston Astros. They won the series by beating the Boston Red Sox, and now they're representing the American League. And the first game will be tonight, played in Houston, and they will be playing against the challengers from the National League, the Atlanta Braves, who beat the Los Angeles Dodgers to represent the National League. So it'll be the Houston Astros taking on the Atlanta Braves tonight for game one of the World Series. And that's our Major League Baseball report on G-Money's radio show for Tuesday, October 26, 2021. Well, now let's do NFL football. All right, NFL football, DJ Papa D. Let's start off with last night's Monday night game, which was the last game of week 7. Tell us who played and who won that game last night.
All right, G Money. Last night, the New Orleans Saints beat the Seattle Seahawks 13-10. So, did you bet on New Orleans or Seattle?
I bet on Seattle because they were playing at home, and I thought Seattle always wins at home. So I lost that one. That was another loss for G Money, which gave me a total of 4 losses and 9 wins. So I was 9-4 in week 7. And that's the game for Monday Night Football to end week 7. So, DJ Papa D, let's go over the standings of all of the National Football League. Let's start with the American Football Conference, the AFC North.
In the AFC North, the Cincinnati Bengals are on top with a record of 5-2, followed by the Baltimore Ravens, who also have a record of 5-2. In third place, it's the Cleveland Browns with a record of 4-3, and in fourth place, the Pittsburgh Steelers are 3-3.
Okay. How about the AFC South?
In the AFC South, the Tennessee Titans are on top with a record of 5-2, followed by the Indianapolis Colts with a record of 3-4. In third place, the Jacksonville Jaguars are 1-5, and in fourth place, the Houston Texans are 1-6.
All righty. All right, what about the AFC East?
In the AFC East, the Buffalo Bills are on top with a record of 4-2, followed by the New England Patriots, who have a record of 3-4. In third place, it's the New York Jets with a record of 1-5, followed by the Miami Dolphins, who are at 1-6.
All right, and the AFC West.
And in the AFC West, it's the Las Vegas Raiders on top with a record of 5-2, followed by the L.A. Chargers at 4-2, Kansas City Chiefs have a record of 3-4, and the Denver Broncos also have a record of 3-4.
Okay. Well, that's the sports report for the AFC. What about the NFC? Let's see what the NFC North looks like.
In the NFC North, the Green Bay Packers are on top with a record of 6-1, followed by the Minnesota Vikings with a record of 3-3. Chicago Bears follow them with a record of 3-4. And in fourth place, it's the Detroit Lions with a record of 0-7.
Okay. What about the NFC South?
In the NFC South, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are on top with a record of 6-1, followed by the New Orleans Saints, who are at 4-2. In third place, the Atlanta Falcons are at 3-3. And in fourth place, it's the Carolina Panthers with a record of 3-4.
All right. And the NFC East?
In the NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys are on top with a record of 5-1, followed by the Washington football team. And actually, Washington, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the New York Giants all have a record of 2-5.
Oh, and Dallas is in first place in that sorry division, the NFC East. How about that? Okay. Well, what about the NFC West?
And last but not least, in the NFC West, the Arizona Cardinals are on top with a record of 7-0, followed by the LA Rams, who are at 6-1. San Francisco 49ers are at 2-4, and the Seattle Seahawks have a record of 2-5.
Wow. Now that's amazing. Well, that's the National Football League Sports Report for today, Tuesday, October 26, 2021. All right, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Gee, money's a pimp, God's plan made the man, big booty girls run the world, watch yourself. Be careful what you're working with. Watch yourself. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. And I got girls all over the world. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Just call me the big pill. Chocolate covered, freaky and habit forming. I'm sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what this pimp is made of. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Ah, and now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Yeah. homeless, and I was going all over Las Vegas trying to find places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime, and I'd walk around the city, and I'd go handle my business. I went to the plasma center, and I donated plasma twice a week, and I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I go around and collect cans, and I did that, and I got $1 a pound. And I used to do this every day, all day long. You can always get money. So it was like cash and carry. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Tommy, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. Yes, I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to tell you a quick joke. There was a woman that lived in a five-story apartment complex, and she went to the roof of the building. She laid out a blanket, and she stripped down to her birthday suit and laid out on the blanket so she could get a suntan. And she went to sleep on the blanket, and she rolled off of the roof. And when she was falling to the ground, she was screaming and hollering, and a man came out on the fifth floor balcony and caught her as she was falling. And he said, "Hey, baby, will you give me head?" And she said, "Hell no." And he turned and dropped her off the building. And she dropped down to the fourth floor, and the man on the fourth floor balcony caught her. And he said, "Hey, baby, can we have sex?" And she said, "No." And he turned around and dropped her off the building. And the man on the third floor balcony caught her. And she said, "I'll have sex with you. I'll do whatever you want to do. I'll give you head or whatever you want to do. I'll do it." And he said, "Oh, my God, you're a whore and a tramp." And he turned and dropped her off the building. And she went all the way to the ground and smashed on the ground and died. Now, the moral of this story is, if you give up a little booty, you can live a long time. That's a joke, but G-Money, the Pimp Tommy. All right, now it's time for you to listen to a real good story that I recorded for my listening audience. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax. And I hope you got some chips or some popcorn and you have something to drink, as you're going to hear a real interesting story about a time in my life. So DJ Papa D, play the recorded story for my listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I didn't ever fight when I was growing up. Although I used to work out, I had a speed bag in my garage that had a rope tied from the ceiling to the top of the punching bag. And then from the bottom of the punching bag to the floor, I had an elastic rope. So when I punched the bag, it would go zigzag. It'd go back and forth. It'd go side to side. And I had to keep moving to punch it and move, to stick and move like it was a real person moving from side to side. And so I practiced my karate with that. And I took karate in the YMCA. I took karate at Chuck Norris's karate studio in Torrance, California. And I even took some classes from my buddy, David Drank, who's a black belt in karate. So I was learning how to fight just in case I had to fight. I wasn't really anticipating having to fight because I'm a peaceful guy. I don't want to fight unless I absolutely have to. So I didn't fight much when I was growing up. But it wasn't until I got to the 10th grade that I actually had my first fight.
And it was at the end of football practice. I had taken a shower, and I was getting dressed, and I had gotten dressed, and I was sharp because in the 10th grade, I started dressing up to go to school, you know, because my buddy Bernard had told me how to get dressed and how to catch all the girls. So you had to be dressed. You had to be funky fresh. So I learned how to dress from my younger buddy. And this particular day, I had chocolate-covered cords on that were ironed and pressed with creases in the front and the back. And I had a chocolate-covered polo shirt on with three buttons down the front. And they had gold and white stripes on the front of the shirt. But the shirt was the same color as my pants. And then I had some tan-colored leather shoes on, and I had a tan-colored jacket on, and I had a sailor's cap that I used to wear all the time. So I was always draped when I went to school. Well, this year I was a 10th grader, and we had finished JV football practice. And I had taken a shower, and I had gotten dressed, and I was in the locker room, and this dude socked me in the back. He hit me for no reason. And I turned around, and I looked at him, and I said, "Man, what did you hit me for?" And he just looked at me with them crazy eyes, you know. And when he walked up on me, he got within arm's distance. I took two. Boom, I hit him a left hook in the jaw and a right jab to the eye. That's right, I took two. And I backed up with my hands in fighting position. And I was like, "Yeah, you want some? Want some? What you want to do? You want some? Want some? Come get some. Bad enough, take some. That's right, that's right. I'm right here. What you want to do?" And he just looked at me. And he turned around and walked away. And he walked away. And I looked at him and I followed him when he walked out the locker room. And I was like, "Okay, I guess he don't want none." Because I'm from 60 block. We don't bow down, we throw down. And that's what I told you on my last story. I told you my neighborhood went to fight. We didn't bow down. We threw down. So that's what my reputation was. I didn't bow down. I threw down. But this was the first opportunity I had to do any kind of fighting. So I got dressed. I put my helmet and my shoulder pads in my locker, and I closed my locker and walked out the door to the locker room. And I walked outside thinking the guy was going to be waiting for me outside. And I got outside, I looked around, and he wasn't nowhere around. So I said, "Oh, well, I guess he didn't really want nothing." But I think he was kind of jealous because I was dressed so nice. And he had raggedy, wrinkled jeans on. He had a wrinkled shirt on. He had some old beat-up tennis shoes on. So he came from a real low-class neighborhood. He wasn't dressing like he came to school. He was dressing real bummy. So I think he thought he was just going to rush me, and he was going to take my lunch money. That's what I think he thought he was going to do. But I surprised him just because I was dressed up. They thought I was going to bow down. But we don't bow down. We throw down from where I'm from. I'm from 60 block. We don't bow down. We throw down. And I let him know. They say, "Hey, man, you got too close." So I took one to the jaw, and I punched one in the eye. And I was like, "You want some? Get some. Bad enough, take some." But he didn't want none. So that was the end of that day.
entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Everything was everything, and Greg,
That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year, 2021. Welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I got a short joke for you. There was a man stranded on a desert island, and one day a woman swam up to the island, and she walked up on the shore, and she dropped her oxygen tank on, and she was walking with her wetsuit, and she walked up to the man, and she said, "When was the last time you had a cigarette?" And the man said, 11 years ago. And she went into her corner of her sleeve on her wetsuit. She unzipped the pocket and pulled out a pack of Campbell's cigarettes, put a cigarette in her mouth. She lit it and passed it to the man, and he smoked it with pleasure. And then she said, "So when was the last time you had an alcoholic drink?" And he said, 11 years ago. And she went in her other sleeve and unzipped it and pulled out an alcohol flask. And she passed it to him. He took the top off and took two big swigs and said, "Boy, that's some good stuff." And she said, with a look in her eye, she said, "So, when was the last time you played around?" And he said, 11 years ago. And she started unzipping her wetsuit, and she got all the way down to her belly button. And he said, "Oh, my God, don't tell me you got a set of golf clubs in there." And she said, "No, stupid. I was going to have sex with you." Obviously, you've been on this island much, much too long. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And that's a joke from my collection. So now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members because we have a $50 cash giveaway today. So it's a real simple contest. All you have to do is be the, let's try the 15th caller today. If you're the 15th caller and you call into the radio station, you don't have to answer any questions. You don't have to name any song or any movie. You just have to be the 15th caller to call into the radio station, and you can win $50 cash prize. This is a $50 cash giveaway, and you, all you have to do is be the 15th caller to call into the radio station. So you have 5 minutes to call into the radio station and claim your $50 prize. I'm looking for caller 15, and you can win $50 cash prize. Okay, DJ Papa G, play a song for us while we're giving the listening audience 5 minutes to call in and claim their $50 cash prize. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her. Well, one day, I decided that I wanted us to go to the skating rink. And her mother said, yeah, all right, just don't have her out too late. And I said, no, we're going for the evening skate. And I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. And we went into the skate rink, and she could skate pretty good, but I was a real good skater. So I was getting on the floor, and I was skating backwards, and I was skating forwards, and I was speed skating. And I had fun skating with her, and it was really nice. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. So we would go every week, and I was getting real fancy on the skate, and she was getting pretty good. She could skate forward, and she could skate backwards a little bit. So when they changed the music, and we were skating forward, then I was fancy skating. And I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. I was crisscrossing my legs, and I was doing fancy skates. And then when we crossed, skated backwards, I would just hold her hand, and we would skate real slow on the backwards skating routine, and it was real nice. I felt like I was in love. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. I was real popular because there was a lot of girls at the skating rink that were liking the way I was skating. And they were telling me, you know, they were saying, hey, I want to skate with you when we skate double. And I was like, well, I got my girlfriend. And my girlfriend was like, go ahead, skate with them. You can skate doubles with them. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. And I was like, okay. And I'd get on the floor and skate double, but I was fancy skating. I was crisscrossing and skating backwards and turning and spinning around and stuff. And the girls were like, oh, you want to get out here and show out? I said, well, I can't skate real fast with my girlfriend, but you girls can skate. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. So I went back to my girlfriend. She was like, you skate pretty good, G. And I said, yeah, baby, I know. You were watching me. I know you were. She was like, yeah, you skate real fancy. And I said, yeah, then I want to skate with you and hold your hand. And she said, well, that's nice. And I said, okay. And we had a good time at the skating rink on Rosecrans. I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody. Fancy skating. I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. Fancy skating.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners. And join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comics, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory Stories. Well, I guess I didn't get a winner today for my $50 cash giveaway. I guess I have to wait till Thursday to try to give this $50 away. So I want to thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody around the world can listen to the activities I'm talking about. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my studio engineer and helping me with the sports report, the music, and my story. It's always a pleasure working with my brothers because it's a family affair. Well, the clock on the wall says it's time to go. That's all. So I got to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So, but before I go, I want to wish everybody a happy birthday today. So, DJ Papa G, do we have some birthday shouts out that we can give a shout out to the people that are celebrating their birthday today on Tuesday, October 26th, 2021?
Yeah, we have a couple of birthdays. Happy birthday to Brandela Roberts, Janae A.P. Wilson, Tiffany Andrea, Eureka Farrell. Happy birthday to Corey Mason, Stephen Craig Staten, Nashie Christopher Diaz, Vernestine Palmer, Reginald Coleman, Robin Brooks, Paul Jones, Lance Bill Brew, and last but not least, Marcus DeLay.
All righty then. Happy birthday to everybody that's a listener or a fan that's listening to G-Money's radio show. It's my pleasure to be out here entertaining you during the time of the pandemic. May the pandemic pass us by and leave us with all of the pleasures that I present to you on the radio show. So until Thursday, I want to say thank you, brothers, and thank you, my sorority sisters and my fraternity brothers and all the Greeks, that I wish you happy birthday to all of you today on Tuesday, October 26th. 2021, and I'd like to leave you with this simple happy birthday praise. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, and many more. Happy birthday, y'all. Happy birthday to everybody, because this is your special day. And I hope you get some tonight. I mean, you know, some cake or some candy, or, you know, some pie or some ice cream. You know, I hope you get some because it's your birthday. You can get something special tonight. Yeah. All right. Until Thursday, have a good weekend and enjoy the baseball game tonight. Series game one of the World Series baseball game to see who's going to win the World Series pennant. I think it's going to be the Houston Astros. But, yeah, you can quote me on that. Houston Astros for the win in five games. It'll go five games. And Houston will win four out of five. All right. I'm out of here. Later. All right, DJ Papa D. Let's pray. And I'll talk to everybody on Thursday. Have a good week. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living
for the purpose of trying to be good citizens, and we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.